الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله الحمد لله المنعم المحسن الديان ذي الفضل والجود والإحسان ذي الكرم والمغفرة والامتنان الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى صدق الله مولانا العظيم الحمد لله. It is out of the fadila, the kindness, the mercy, the compassion, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that once again we are able to unite, meet, congregate and fulfill an extra salah of the day. While every day we have five salah, on the day that we are the most happy, Allah is passing us a message, O insan, O human, O believers, I've created you in the best of shape. I've created you in the best of manner. And I also expect from you the very best, even on the days of your holiday. While the rest of the world, on the days of the holidays, they are involved in various forms of inappropriate luxuries. You and I begin our morning with Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, acknowledging the greatness of Allah, acknowledging the magnificence of Allah, acknowledging the superiority of Allah, acknowledging every aspect of Allah that ought to be recognized. The month of Ramadan is known as the month of the Quran. And as believers, we have to ask ourselves, what did we derive in the past month? Did we derive losing weight? Was that the idea? Was the month about listening to the Quran, listening to Makkah and Medina Taraweeh, Bayt al-Maqdis Taraweeh, and telling to our friends how beautiful it sounded? Was that the idea of the month? Was the idea of the month listening to our parents when they say, read some Quran, so we quickly go and read Quran, and somehow fool our minds in thinking that because I read the Quran, I have fulfilled now my obligations and I can go back to my old way of doing things? These are the questions a normal person should ask themselves. I mean, we do it for our school. You don't just go and get a degree. You ask yourself, what is this degree going to provide for me? How is it going to enhance my life and the life of others? What is the benefit of my paycheck? What is going to be the benefit of it? How do I utilize it? These are questions that normal people ask because we want the maximum benefit of what we are taking part in. The rate of return or the rate of income, etc. These are questions that we ask. So what is the rate of your return regarding your Ramadan? Did it make you and I more gentle people? Did it make us more kind people? Did it make me focus more on my wife than somebody else's wife? Did it make me focus more on my husband than other individuals out there that may be inappropriate? Did it make me reduce my addiction to social media? Social media has a place. We understand the value of it. But when someone, a mother and father, is talking to you, then you gotta put social media one side. This is what the month of Ramadan should bring forth for us a change in who we are, so we can create the change in our society for those around us. My brothers and sisters in Islam, in just reflecting upon opening at random a few ayah of the Quran, one of the ayah Allah SWT mentions in the Quran, and we read this in the Taraweeh Salah, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرْ. Allah says, I made the Quran very easy for you. And in today's time, we appreciate this ayah. There are cell phones. On the cell phones, there is the Quran. On the cell phone, you can listen to the Quran. You go into your car, you press a button. Any surah you want, you just say surah 25, surah 20, whatever. It goes directly to it. You don't like this reciter, you can listen to that reciter. What has Allah not given us to make the Quran easy for us? There was a time in which a person to get hold of the Quran, he had to go to a certain area, make wudu, get hold of the Quran. After he reads or she reads, puts it back in that given spot. Here the Quran is anywhere and everywhere. And the excuse that I cannot listen to the Quran, commentary of the Quran. If you don't want to listen to it in Arabic, you can listen to the commentary in English. You can listen to it in Spanish. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. I've made it very, very easy for you. What complaint are you now going to use against me? Allah in the Quran says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. Again, we read this ayah in Taraweeh. When we read it, what benefit did we derive? What benefit did we get? What benefit are we going to share? You know, I mention this every year. If you study the history of Muslims, especially at the time of the Sahaba and thereafter, Muslims never went anywhere except for one purpose: to uplift humanity. You look at the life of the Sahaba, female, male, young, old, whoever you look at, when they came in contact with people, it was to uplift the quality of human life and human dignity. So much so that Sahaba would be walking together, they would be separated by a tree, they will meet again and they will say, Assalamu alaikum. And today, if someone repeats salam second time, what do you say? Brother, what do you keep on making salam for? How many times must I respond to you? I said, Wa alaikum assalam. We actually get angry. Some brothers, once they made salam to a person and they see the person again, they go far away. They don't want to read it, they don't want to say Assalamu alaikum. But I said it once, it's enough. This is our humanity. This is we call our humanity. And what the Quran says, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّهَا. Make salam. Ashru salam. The hadith also says, make salam, spread peace, feed one another, be kind one another. And how we use food? We use food to torture one another. I won't invite that person. He didn't invite me to the daughter's wedding. I'm not going to give him food now. That guy doesn't need your food. Nobody needs your food. I don't need your food. You don't need my food. We all have food in our homes. Allah has blessed us. What the hadith says, say salam. Not only must say salam, when you say assalamu alaikum, I mustn't just say wa alaikum assalam. I must say wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When I add on that extra, I get the equivalent reward, inshallah, of the salam you made to me. So you make salam to me. When I respond by a few extra words, now I catch up to your reward. Otherwise your reward will be greater. This is an incentive. The hadith says, feed one another. It doesn't mean fancy food. Nowadays somebody invites you home and they don't have chunks of meat. What do you say? Why he invited me? I got rice in my house. If he invites me, he must give me this and give me that. Allah is saying, When you do that, you're going to dwindle your iman. So إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ O you who believe, do good. Allah says, once you do good with your iman, I will increase for you. I will give you. For me to give you, Allah is saying, is nothing. It doesn't change who I am. And when I give you, it'll make your life easy. Give you what? Give you tranquility. Give you peace of mind. Give you comfort. Give you safety. Give you security. Give you love. Give you compassion. Give you wealth. Wealth in its fullest sense. My brothers and sisters, this is exactly what we are all seeking. So how do we get this? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ هذا آية. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَشَاقُوا الرَّسُولِ مِن بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْهُدَى إِلَى آخِرِ الآية. Allah is saying, one way to get blessedness from me is do not give up your iman and do not stop helping people in going to that which is good. Get people to go to the masjid. Get people to go to your Islamic schools. Get people to go on the next level. Become a well-wisher of people. Here's the ayah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ Simply put, what better thing can you do in life than inviting people towards good, helping them do good deeds, and saying, إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ What is the ayah saying? What the ayah is saying? Because you don't invite people towards good, because you don't do what Allah wants you to do, you can't even say, I'm a Muslim anymore. When they ask you, you're Muslim, what do you say? I'm not like them. Imagine, are you a Muslim? No, I'm not like them. They didn't ask you who you like. They ask you, are you a Muslim? But because we know we cannot be the best of Muslims, because we know our lifestyle is contradicting Allah so much, I'm not like them. Imagine, she's a fundamentalist. He's at this. He's from that part of the world. They didn't ask you anything about geography. They all asked, are you a Muslim? And the guilt eats us up. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing because when a person's iman gets weak, sometimes they may say certain things that are wrong. But when they are given the insight of what they are doing wrong, it haunts them. It makes them realize, why did I do that? That is why today we are here. To make the istighfar, to cleanse ourselves and say, I'm going to change this given habit. Allah says, وَلَا تَسْتَوِ الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ Good and evil can never be the same. Another place it says, وَمَا يَسْتَوِ الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ Just as evil and good cannot be the same, sight and blindness cannot be the same. Allah says, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّذِي أَحْسَنُ That oh you who did wrong, oh you who have made mistakes throughout your life, now it's time for you to repel the bad with the good that you are doing. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَعَلَيْهَا If you don't repel the bad, and you don't let the bad go away from you, then Allah says, the wrong that you are doing, you're going to get the outcome of wrong itself. And once you get the outcome of wrong for the wrong you have done, my brothers, it'll hurt you unfortunately in this world and the hereafter. But Allah also says, and hadith makes mention, for every wrong you do, there is one penalty point. But for every good you do, Allah says, I will give you 10 rewards for one good, 100 rewards for one good, 1,000 rewards for one good, I will shower upon you. For what? مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَعَلَيْهَا The good is for yourself, the bad is for yourself as well. So اِدْفَعْ بِالَّذِي أَحْسَنُ Allah says, you've made your mistakes, you've hurt yourself, you've made zulm on yourself, you exploited my kindness. No problem. Allah says, no problem. Now it's time for you to rectify yourself and put yourself right, because ولا الظلمات ولا النور, evil and good cannot be the same. ولا الظل ولا الحرور, shade and extreme brightness and light cannot be the same. ولا يستوي الأحياء ولا الأموات, and life and death also cannot be the same. Talking of life and death, you know, I'm opening at random pages here. I'm not planning any speech because it's the month of the Quran. We gained our attachment to the Quran, and I want to open places of the Quran because it's difficult to leave that beautiful month of the Quran. So I'm sharing with you a little. And this ayah now makes me remember, right here is our graveyard. My brothers, for the sake of Allah, for the sake of Allah, on your way out, the least you can do is visit that one boy that has passed away. It's not going to increase his position. You know, Allah does things uniquely. Allah made a boy get buried in a graveyard where the boy is not even mature. That means you die before maturity, inshallah you'll be given Jannah. To secure the benefit of that graveyard to whatever capacity, also the boy was sick when he died. Not only was he sick, he was from a foreign nation, chances are great, he was possibly even poor. When Allah gives, there is no limit. Imagine, Ramadan, sick, young, you take all these combinations. Whose du'as came in handy for that boy? We don't know. But we know, Islamic society, you and I, we benefited from this. Today, if you don't go there and at least make salam, at least make du'a for yourself, who is going to do it? As I said on the other night, I'm more hurt with my Muslim brother hurting his Muslim brother, and Muslim sister hurting Muslim sister, or Muslims hurting one another, than I'm hurt by an outsider hurting me and you. An animal, I can understand when it bites me. An outsider doing bad things to me, I can understand it. But me doing it to you as a Muslim, that I can't understand. Me not coming to your grave, or at least going to the graveyard, that I can't understand. Me wanting to rob and cheat you, that I cannot comprehend. And Allah says it, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. And oh insan, when your imam hurts you, when you hurt people, whoever it is, understand full well. I'm not justifying my hurt towards you, I'm just giving an example. Yes, now you'll say, see, he's taking a dalil from the Quran. He's a real jahil imam. That's what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to pass a message. Allah says in the Quran that when you do bad things to people, then bad things are going to happen to you. It's life. It's life. And I'm not justifying bad things happening to you. What I'm saying, it's a point of reflection. Don't look at it as, see, I did bad, bad has happened to me, the cycle has started, there is no end. No, that's not how you use your brain, according to the Quran. The Quran is saying, whatever difficulty you're going through in life, social, economical, political, etc., ask yourself, what did I do wrong in my life to go through this difficulty? And use it as a point of reflection, a point of creating positive change. So that way we can continue being a benefit to ourselves and those around. I will end off with one or two ahadith that are going to take part in the khutbah by our Mawlana Mu'min, inshallah. One is the acknowledgement where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hadith says, فَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ يَوْمَكُمْ هَذَا يَوْمُ عِيدٍ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this day of Eid, and we must realize its beauty, its greatness, and how Allah showers His positive outcome upon us. And also it is a day in which Allah is improving your ranks. So don't go and do haram things.
You know, it comes in a hadith. Remember Allah when you're happy, and Allah will remember you when you're sad. Doesn't mean Allah forgets you. No. It means that when you remember Allah when you are happy, then Allah will continue extending His mercy upon you when you are going through a challenge. You know, the Sahaba, if you look at the lifestyle, their rooms were very small. The income was very little. But you look at some of the children they had. They were huffaz. They were qurra. Some of their grandchildren owned such wealth, that it is mind-boggling. Some scholars have even said that they converted the wealth of certain Sahaba and their grandchildren, especially the grandchildren, they say it, adjusting for inflation, it is more than what Bill Gates possibly even has. Back then. That's what you call barakah. But someone made that sacrifice for that grandchild to get that. And what was that sacrifice? Right and good decisions at all times. Point number two regarding the khutbah. For those of you that Allah has given over the amount of nisab, sadaqah al-fitr is necessary for you to give. Sadaqah al-fitr is not for the masjid. It's not for me to be able to cut my grass with it, etc. In other words, it's for the poor. So if you haven't given it, kindly give it, because by you giving it, your fast will not be suspended. If you don't give it, the full blessedness of your fast will not take place. It'll be like a suspended fast, so to speak. But once you give it, and the poor start enjoying, Allah says, here's the blessedness of your fast and all the good you have done. So inshallah, and those of you that have not given, give it now, or alternatively, by the way, I hope you didn't put it in the box that was going. The box is for separate issues altogether. That's for the masjid expense. This is a separate box they have out there. If you haven't given it, no problem. You can give it even after salah, but it is better to give it, of course, before the salah itself. So inshallah, with that in mind, if I don't meet you, may Allah bless your families. May Allah give you a blessed Eid. Don't forget the poor. Don't forget the suffering. There are many people that are going through a lot of difficulty while we are able to attain profound levels of security. Thank Allah for that. Be kind to the less fortunate. Those of you that know students from overseas that are studying, that don't have families, invite them over. Give them a good drink. Share a little bit of food with them. My brothers, when you are in a lonely place, you know, sometimes, as I say, when you ignore those people and you only focus on your family, those boys sometimes have to go to LDS homes. You know, there was one fellow that said, on Eid day, the LDS family gives me a blessed Eid. Because they know I miss my family. Why must they give it to our families? Because we are very busy with our families. We are very busy with our issues. So if Allah has blessed you, by the way, I'm not picking on LDS or something. That's not the idea. What I'm saying is, let's become more kind to the less fortunate. And even those that are fortunate, that are lonely, inshallah, by giving them, Allah will sometimes protect your children. You don't know where you are next Eid. You don't know where your grandchildren are going to be for Eid. Imagine, my parents are in California. Whole family there. I'm here alone, doing my own thing. But of course, people have been kind to me, so go easy on the invites. But suffice to say, these are things that you have to, inshallah, remember for your benefit and the iman as well. May Allah SWT help us and guide us. Inshallah, Dr. Saif will make a small announcement. And before he makes the announcement, I would like to give the basic prayer requirements. Before I do that, let me just put the recording down by saying, Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen.